Dr. Lee, good morning.
Hey, Nate, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
So, Kylie, why exactly did you and your colleagues start developing this app?
Yeah, we developed it. It came out of a conversation from one of my colleagues, Adjunct Associate Professor Scott Wilson. He's the CEO of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council in South Australia, and he's also with Sydney University, like me. We were at the National Indigenous Drug and Alcohol Conference in 2012, and we were kind of talking about how for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, there's very poor data out there in terms of how much people drink and how much drugs we use. So Scott had the idea that we really need to do better in terms of our data collection in Australia, because we know that that information is used to inform policy and also the allocation of resources to help people with drugs and alcohol. So Scott and I started writing a grant, and we brought on Professor Kate Conagrave from Sydney Uni and a whole lot of other people. And one professor from La Trobe Uni, Robin Room, he kind of said, "Oh, guys, alcohol and other drugs is a really big thing. Why don't we just start with alcohol?" So we did, and we were successful, very lucky, in getting a National Health and Medical Research Council grant to look at this. So in the last 4 years, and we're just in our last year now, we've developed the GROG Survey app as a tool on an iPad that uses that sort of interactivity to help people tell us what they drink. So it's sort of meant to, it gives you an anonymous space where you can go in, whack on some headphones. You can listen to the survey questions being asked in English or also in Pitjantjatjara, if you're a Pitjantjatjara speaker. And it's designed to be very, very user-friendly, and it'll never, for instance, ask you about how many standard drinks you drink. It just encourages you to tell us what you drink, even if you share alcohol as well with people, or maybe you might pour your drinks into a non-standard container, maybe an empty juice bottle, an empty soft drink bottle, and the app in the background will kind of calculate the standard drinks. When you complete the survey, it'll then give you anonymous feedback just based on yourself, in terms of feedback on your drinking. Even if you're a non-drinker, it'll also give you feedback, if you want it, in terms of how you might be able to help family or friends who you might be worried about with their drinking.
Well, what makes the difference between this app and, say, a survey or consulting with a health professional?
I think, well, interesting you say consulting with a health professional, because we did a, we had to first, when we developed it, we wanted to kind of show that it could be accurate. And talking with an Aboriginal health worker was actually our reference standard. So we compared everyone who did the app. They then had an interview to collect an alcohol history done by an Aboriginal health worker. And then they did the app again. And we actually found that there was really good agreement between the app and the Aboriginal health professional, which we were so excited about, because as you can imagine, when you go to your health practitioner, if you have a good rapport with them, they're able to move and shift their questioning according to how you are on the day and how your body language is and all the other cues that you're giving them in that consultation. But of course, an app can't do that. And to get quite good accuracy between what people entered on the app and the health professional was really exciting.
Well, you've been trialling this app. What kind of research have you found?
So, we, interestingly enough, the research assistants that we had on the ground actually found that that people were, in more than half of cases, people were actually asking questions about their drinking, or asking, this is after completing the survey, or also asking about help for drinking for their family and friends. And for us as researchers, alcohol is a really tricky topic to ask about, no matter what your cultural background. There's lots of sensitivities about it. And there can also be perceived racism, actual racism, and also just shame. So if we can develop an app that makes people feel comfortable enough to describe what they drink, get feedback, and then they're also making them reflect on their drinking or the drinking of people around them, so it's kind of normalising the idea of getting help, then that's a really, really good thing, I think. We are kind of we're doing more data collection at the moment to kind of test out how does the app go, just as a practical survey tool. Now we know that it works, it's accurate, and can it be acceptable to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, we're now looking at, okay, how can it go in a practical survey environment? So I have a team of researchers out in South Australia at the moment. We're in an urban site and in a remote site, and we're kind of testing it, and we're going to collect a snapshot of drinking patterns, so a prevalence study, researchers call it, in those two locations. So for the first time, we're actually going to get, you know, great data on people's drinking patterns in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The previous research actually shows that in this population, Aboriginal women's drinking is estimated to be out by 700%, and men is out by 200%. So as you can imagine, if resource allocation is based on those figures, you know, we really do need to be putting in more money into helping people with alcohol in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and giving communities the ownership to kind of design what programs might work for their local area as well. So I guess at this stage we're going to be getting some great data that communities can use. And next year, when we're finished with the testing phases, the app will also be on the App Store to download. So if you're in a community-controlled health service or a government-run health service, you'll be able to subscribe to use the app to monitor drinking in your own communities. There's lots of great efforts that are being done across Australia, but often services and communities don't have the resources or the capacity to actually monitor how they're going. And that's largely because it's really hard to ask about drinking. And no matter what population you're in, as you might know, a lot of the surveys will ask about typical drinking and ask about standard drinks. So this app will really increase and empower those services and communities to be able to see how they're going with drinking and hopefully advocate to use their data from the app for more resources and programs and services.
Well, it sounds like you gained some great outcomes and will even expect some. So well done on your app. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. Thanks for chatting with me today.